Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Odd Couple fans, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. All you do is type in Odd Couple wherever you go, get your podcast, download the show, and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. And, of course, pass on this information to your friends and your family. It is hour number two on a Monday, Magic City Monday. So, of course, that means Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Will be a good day to talk to him, of course.
You know,
Football Monday.
This show feels really different, and not just because you're in the Los Angeles studio with me for the first time in 9 years. It's that I'm not seeing
nine
you eat
years. On
the show. You know what I mean? Like, normally
wow.
It's dinner time back east. No,
I
know.
That is true.
It's dinner time. And, and like, in between when you can get a chance.
Because I do first things first. So, I come home, get my food, and then pretty much time to start the show.
And then it's 7 o'clock Eastern when you get started.
Yep.
So, here, the good part is, and this is something I've always said, as long as I'm doing the Odd Couple, like, I would never move back to New York. Because I the late night, like, you do it because you got a TV show and you have to do it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? In order to juggle the two.
Right.
But I do like getting off at 7 o'clock.
Oh, no,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's a lot.
That's a
Am
nice,
I right?
It's a nice schedule when you're out here.
When you're out here. 4 to 7, you can
nice
still
schedule.
Do stuff.
Yep.
You could go out
Absolutely.
To dinner. You know what I mean? Like, you and your wife, there's 5 nights a week. You really can't go out to eat, Chris.
Yep.
And then the weekend, you
So
can,
would you... If you weren't doing the show, you would consider moving back east?
No. I'm not moving back until I retire. I
tell you, I like the East Coast better, but the weather out here is spectacular.
You know what?
I mean, everybody knows that, but I mean, when you get off the plane,
it just feels good, all right?
I remember when I was here with Fox FS1, when I would walk out, I'm sure you felt the same way. When I'd walk out of the Fox Sports studios at 1 in the afternoon.
Oh.
And it's 75 and sunny. It just feels great, man. It really does.
And I'll tell you this. Like, you know, I lived in Detroit for 20 years. I'm from New York. I've lived in Connecticut when I went to college. I've been all over the country.
Yep.
I love Los Angeles. I just do, Chris. And I it would have to be some incredible job to make where if MLB Network said, "Hey, we're going to give you a show, but you got to move to New York." Would I move to New York? Absolutely.
Right.
But
right.
other than that, if I could pick,
right.
you know, what I wanted to do or where I wanted to live, I'm going to stay here.
Stay here. Wow. Yeah. MLB Network, that was a hint.
I'm just saying. I'm happy with my role there. I'm very happy, Chris. This past year was spent. I'm still doing with Brian Kenny on his show, MLB Now. Yep. Do some little with Mad Dog. I'm enjoying working there.
No, that's great, man. That's great. All right, Rob, let's get into some college football. And, of course, this was a huge weekend. They determined the four teams that will play in the college football playoff.
They went by record, right? Just whoever was undefeated or had the best record.
No, wait a minute. No.
That's not how you do it?
That's not how they did it, that's for sure. Florida State, which won the ACC with an undefeated record, Rob, 13-0, and they beat Louisville 16-6. I say Louisville. I don't know. What's right? Louisville? Louisville? What's right, Rob?
Louisville.
I always grew up saying Louisville.
Yeah, and that's that. People Louisville. Down there, Louisville. I'm Louisville. From Louisville.
I think Louisville sounds better.
You think so?
But anyway, Florida State 13-0 beat Louisville in there, which Louisville is ranked 15th now in the finals. So it was they played a good team, but they did not make it to the playoff. And of course, everybody knows that Alabama, which edged previous number one, Georgia, 27-24. Georgia falls from number one to number six. So the top four, Rob, Alabama at 12-1. Texas, number three, at 12-1. They were the winners of the Big 12. Alabama, the winners of the SEC. Washington, winners of the Pac-12 at 13-0, number two. And Michigan, the Big Ten champions at 13-0. And boy, oh boy, Florida State is upset. I get it.
Did you see the reaction of the team when the announcement came down?
Yeah,
some guys got
Florida
up.
State.
Yeah, they were.
I get it. Look, and that is the unfortunate part, Rob, because these guys work their tails off, man, and they would love to win a national championship or even have a chance to by playing in the playoff, and so it is unfortunate that they did everything they could. I mean, you could say they could have beaten teams worse, right? But they essentially did everything they could, won every game they could, 13-0, and won a Power 5 conference and still did not get in. So I feel for them. But I think the committee got it right, Rob. The goal is to get the four best teams in the country. And I just feel like Florida State, without their Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback, Jordan Travis, who got injured and is out for the season, without him, Rob, I don't think with him they're as good as Alabama. But they definitely aren't as good as Alabama without him. And I actually think, Rob, Georgia, which is the two-time defending champion, came within 3 points or four, I guess,
to win,
of being
right.
Undefeated. I think they have a better argument than Florida State.
Yeah, I get it that Florida State doesn't have its quarterback, but are you penalizing the rest of the players who still were able to go undefeated, win their conference, Chris, and say that they're not good because the quarterback's not playing?
Unfortunately. They're not good enough.
But that's not
fair.
But how are they able to win and be undefeated?
Well, I mean, he only missed a few games.
Well, but I'm still saying, but they continued. It wasn't like they fell off.
They weren't impressive against Louisville.
But did they fall off? Did they lose three in a row? And then maybe
no,
there's no argument.
No, they didn't go on a losing streak.
Right. And I brought up the –
So
I
you
know
think
you don't
they
like
should have been in?
I don't know how if you're. I get it. How
I mean, you got to make a decision.
But I get it how they do operate.
Oh, I
we
get
talk
why
about
they're upset.
Yeah.
But I get that.
But I understand how college football works, and what they do. Like, this is not new for college football. Teams have been slighted forever.
Right.
And did what about Michigan's reaction to playing Alabama?
Because they know now.
Is that them conceding that?
It's going to be a tougher game.
You know what I mean?
Think they're conceding that they're going to lose, of course, but they know they have a tougher game. You know, and last year, of course, remember, they went to bed against TCU.
Right. Oh, God.
And that's part of this process, I think, is people feeling like TCU didn't deserve to be in it last year.
But they
and
got
of course,
there.
They got to the championship and got demolished.
Right. But
people were like, we don't want to see that again. But I know you're going to say every year somebody gets demolished, which is true.
And that's even the big boys, Chris, like right. the teams that they
the
picked.
Big 10 teams.
We've seen like Michigan get squashed.
Yep.
We've seen, what was it? When Michigan State was in it, didn't they get demolished? They were in it a couple years ago.
Several bigger programs.
Right.
Absolutely.
And they've been destroyed.
But I look, this is why I am so excited about the playoff expanding to 12 teams next year, Rob, because it wouldn't have been an issue now. And I this also, Rob, because even when they expand to 12, you're going to have a team or two that's saying, we should have been in the top 12, blah, blah, blah. And that's fair. But 12, we are as close as we've ever been in Division I football to a real championship. Remember, Rob, you and I, when we grew up, it was mythical. You know, the best teams in the country would play on New Year's Day in bowls, and then the winner, you know, whoever had the most impressive victory might be number one. And so this is at least the top four teams by a committee's estimation are going to settle it on the field. That's better. Going to 12 will be far better. And, Rob, you know I've thrown this out, not even as an opinion that this is what should happen, but kind of as thinking out loud that this is where we're headed, is that we're headed to a two-conference system with maybe three
divisions. I don't want college football to be like the NFL.
I actually think that's the best way to solve. If you're looking for the best team, if you're looking for the best team to win, the best team wins the championship, I think that's the best way to settle it, because then you take all of the subjectivity out of it. Because it wouldn't even be, we're going to pick the 12 teams with the best record or the most impressive wins to be in the playoffs. It would just be you qualify or you don't.
But here's the problem. If you're Florida State, Chris, seriously, what happened to them yesterday hadn't happened before. And not only that, it happened twice.
As far as being undefeated.
Okay, now Florida State, they ranked number four, right, in the previous college football poll rankings, right? This is prior to Sunday selection. No team ranked out of the top sixth of the second to last college football rankings, not even the last, the second to last, right, had ever jumped into the Final Four, Chris.
Yep.
Alabama and Texas both did it.
Right.
Not they had never been done, and now that two of them
they
do
moved
it.
From 7-8
to three and four, and a school that was undefeated and won its conference, right? They don't get in? Like this was this is what's bad.
I get it. I mean, I get why they're upset, and I get the argument. I just don't think they're one of the four best teams. But again, this has been the problem with college football, and I'm glad next year we're getting closer to a solution. And like I said, I do think maybe they should end up eventually, especially with the NIL and players transferring and in the portal and getting, you know, paid. Why not make it like an NFL system?
But let me give you this, too. Here's the other one, too. You're talking about the quarterback, them not having their top quarterback.
Yep.
Rodemaker Tate, right, their quarterback. He's been playing well, Chris.
Oh, the backup.
If not better than Michigan's J.J. McCarthy of late. In the last two games, Rodemaker, 52% completion, 351 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. McCarthy, 70%. But 496 in yards, Chris, and one touchdown, one pick. So it's not like they don't have a quarterback. And I don't think
he's good as J.J. McCarthy.
No, but those were his numbers in four games compared to what? One touchdown in four games and one interception? That's his last four games is what I'm saying if you're Michigan.
I mean, I'm not saying the guy isn't any good because, look, we are talking about blue-chip programs. So you know this, Rob. The second stringer might be a great quarterback or great talent in any of the positions, right? Because he was a blue chip player in high school, and maybe the following year he becomes a star or at least a starter. So I feel you on that. And
you just
and
don't
again,
know,
I'm not
right.
mad at the people at Florida State for being upset. I just think the board was placed in a nearly impossible position, and I think they got it right. Like I said, I think Georgia could be ticked off as anybody. But I look, Georgia's not undefeated. Florida State is.
Right. That's the problem with Mythical.
And we've said it. Every other level of college football, they can have a playoff. Why in the world can't Division I?
But then again, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to hold to it, that you could put 12 teams in, and I'm not convinced that all 12 are really worthy for a playoff. And we've had so many bad games and blowouts in this. I don't think that the games get better because you have more teams.
I don't necessarily know that they get better either. But
I don't think they get better.
I'm more concerned about finding a legitimate champion.
No, I understand. I know what you're trying to accomplish.
We can say all the teams that made the Major League Baseball playoff, although this year you had those underdogs winning.
The Texas Rangers that lost the division at the
You could have said they're not worthy. Right. The NFL, how many of these 14 teams do you want to take out and say, oh, they're not really worthy? That happens at any level where you have playoffs, but it at least you're settling it on the field. This were settled in a boardroom. Right?
No, and that's what's wrong with college football because it always seems to be that.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Did the committee, the selection committee for the college football playoff, get it right by leaving out undefeated Florida State or get it wrong? And what are your thoughts on a playoff system, a legitimate one coming to college football? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Did the College Football Playoff Committee get it right by giving Florida State the slight?
Look at that. Look what Alex is wearing. Now tell me that don't look good on him.
CB, I can't wait to put yours on too.
Oh no, you ate yours.
You just put mine in your stomach. Those fries. That's all you got, isn't it?
Oh wait a minute, save that clip.
No, you kill that drive out, Alex. Look at Rob. Old man humor, dirty old
whatever.
Man. And Elijah and B Finn are just cracking
everybody's
up.
Laughing.
Man, you want to drop to your knees.
Where's Rob G in there? Oh, he's over in there.
You see
I can't see him behind this light.
Okay. And then he even lost some weight.
See,
he
had a compliment for Rob G.
Why put on his weight?
Rob G looks good. When I saw Rob G, Alex looked really good. He's slimmy. He made me want to be a vegan for a hot minute.
I was going to say a hot minute.
And then Rob G is looking good. Yeah, that hamburger, bacon cheeseburger.
Good. All right, let's do this. Let's go to Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chili Tim?
What up, Rob? What up, Chris?
What up, dude?
I'm doing good, man. You know, the people here in Georgia, you know, in Atlanta,
they're
on feds right now. Yeah, they're really sick. But
yeah, I think they have a bigger argument in terms of
they do.
You know?
But they lost, Chris.
But go ahead, Tim.
But here's the thing, right? I think an SEC team was going to get in there
the
SEC team in no matter what. Florida State was doomed. Weeks ago, they were never going to let SEC team not get into the.
I agree with that. That's going to be right.
And think about this, right? Auburn. I mean, somebody should be fired down in Auburn because they had Alabama beat dead right, 4th and 31.
Yeah, they did.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was terrible.
So Alabama really hadn't played that great their last two games. I mean, they barely escaped by So I think even if they had won. Say they lost to Auburn, but they beat Georgia, I think they still would have found a way to get Alabama in there. It's just about race.
I don't think so. I think if they had lost to Auburn
they
would have put Georgia in.
They would have been hard-pressed for them. They would have had to put Georgia in.
They would have put Georgia in, yeah, but I think, say, like—
Instead of Florida State.
Florida State, I think they still would have said, you know what?
Yeah,
competed. Yeah, I think an SEC team is going to get in regardless.
What do you think about going to an NFL style system? I mean, I think where you just qualify for the playoffs, it's no longer about subjectivity and let me pick who I think is better. You know,
I don't think they'll like that because they want to get the schools that they want in.
Yeah, I think that I don't like that because I think you take away the rivalries and things like that. I think once you do that, then it is just a minor league sport for the NFL.
I think it's getting that way with the NIL, man. And I'm not mad at
you. Thank you, buddy.
But thank you.
Yep. Kevin in Culver City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kev?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
God is good.
Hey, can you feel Chris's presence in the state of California? Unbelievable, right?
Yes, for sure. And I want to give you a happy birthday, Rob. I've been watching you on the Challenge doing your thing, man.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying the show a lot, man. Really. You gotta get Chris on for a cameo episode.
I never missed the Challenge.
There you go.
Yeah. Look, Florida State was never going to get in after Jordan Travis got hurt.
Right.
It's unfortunate, but I think it has to do with the TV. You want the best matchups. You want Alabama, Michigan, Washington. You want those blue bloods in Texas, Longhorns. So they potentially you could have an Alabama Texas rematch. That's a ratings bonanza. So I don't think Florida State was going to get in regardless. I think the debate was going to be Georgia or Alabama. And I think after that, they just wanted those schools in there. They wanted the TV. They wanted the front-loaded rosters who had all their players available. And they didn't want a situation where Florida State was getting blown out.
But wait a minute. Cordell Jones help Ohio State?
He played great in the Big Ten, though, too.
But based on, if you look at it like this, Rob, look at what Ohio State did in their championship game with Cordell, and look at what Florida State did against Louisville.
Right.
They barely won.
They didn't look good, particularly offensively, against Louisville.
The resume was not good. So if the committee's looking.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Kev.
Lost him. We want to go one more quick? We got Rod Woodson around the corner. All right, Rod Woodson's coming up. Keep it locked for him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I was having a little technical difficulty.
The blue button there that says on.
It sounds all right, though, because I don't hear myself in my headphones. You're hearing it?
Are you here?
Yeah. Turn that up. No, it's up.
You got it?
Yeah, you hear me? You guys hear me fine?
Yeah, you're fine.
All right, cool. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest has his own theme music. That means he's a Hall of Fame defensive back, a Super Bowl champion, and a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Our man, Rod Woodson.
What's
Rod,
up, Rod?
What's up, man? What's up, my brother from another mother?
Uh-oh.
Can we hear you? You there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, that's good. We got you now.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I heard you guys are in the studio together finally.
Yes, man. First time since the pandemic. We did the Super Bowl a few times, but this is the first time we're together.
Now, Rod, let me just ask you real quick before we get to the football. Chris, you know, I gave off some Christmas presents tonight because we're all together.
Not
so I
to
just
me.
Yours is at your house. It got mail.
I didn't know.
Okay?
You only gave them out to shame me.
No, I did
dinner.
Not. And then Chris is like, he took us out to lunch. He's on the Big Fox pay expense account.
No, I paid myself. That was
and then
me.
Chris is like, hey, guys, this is your Christmas gift. A meal is your Christmas gift, Rod?
No, I don't know about that one. I mean, you know, not for the
– Rob Parker had the nerve to get food to go.
Why not if this is my Christmas gift?
I'm not talking about a doggy bag. I'm talking about he ordered some wings to go.
Unbelievable. All right.
All right, let's start with Kansas City.
Yes.
You saw the game yesterday. They lost to
Mahomes.
Green Bay. Offensively, they don't look anything like a Patrick Mahomes team.
What's going on, Rob?
What do you think is the issue there? And do you think they can overcome it and win the Super Bowl? Because we know it's Super Bowl or bust for them.
Yeah, I don't know if they can win the Super Bowl. Not with the team that's current. It just doesn't look like their receiving core is on the same page as Patrick Mahomes. Remember right. That deep ball that he threw on the left-hand side? I can't remember the receiver.
So
that was
MVS. MVS, yep.
Yeah, and instead of being on the outside edge of the numbers, he went inside numbers, and he threw it onto the outside edge of the numbers. So, I mean, that's just the indication of, like, what they've been doing all year long on the offense, and they just haven't clicked like they normally do. It seems like somewhere along the line they're not on that same page of doing everything the right way. Now, listen, the pass interference call should have been a pass interference. I don't know how you don't see that as a ref. I mean, it's right. There's three refs back there. None of them saw it. So, I mean, that's another thing. But looking at them play just week in and week out, they're just not the same offensive team as they've been in the past. And defensively, they play well, but they can get got at times. And if you put up 21 and they're having a bad day, you know, they're going to lose the game.
Chris and I talked about this before Philadelphia played, and they had gone through some really good, tough teams, and we were like, they were due a loss. And I know not that ugly, Rod, but
yeah,
it's hard. Am I right? It's just hard to win before really good teams in a row.
Yeah, I mean, even when I was with Baltimore and our defense was stout, we got carved up a couple times. I mean, we got 35 points against this one time in the season. So it does happen. It's hard to play your A game week in and week out all season long, especially for 17 weeks instead of 16 weeks. That's hard to do. But the way the 49ers did it, it was kind of embarrassing. I mean, they went to their place and they pooped right in the rug in the middle of the living room.
Big time.
And Philly couldn't do anything about it. And talk trash all the way through. Now, with that being said, they didn't see Philadelphia's best version of Philadelphia. I think if they play better, it'd be a closer game. But I still think, I don't know if they can cover the receivers for the 49ers, second and third receivers. Even the first receiver is going to be tough to cover, you know, Ayuk and Debo. But and another thing, when all the big three, you know, I'm including Trent with that, when they're all healthy, man, it's hard to beat that football team. I mean, they're playing really good football, and offensively, they're. I mean, you got the best back, I'm saying, in the National Football League, in McCaffrey. The kid is he's a warrior, and they got talent across the board. And Purdy, I mean, he's looking down the field. He's slinging the rock. He had 19 receptions or 19 completions for over 300 yards.
Yep.
19. Not 25, 28, 30. He had 19 for over 300 yards. So he's slinging that rock down the field.
He's number one now in the MVP race. Do you have an issue with that? A lot of people do.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I mean, Dak numbers are better.
Yeah, Dak but Dak hasn't beaten, and this doesn't mean something to some people. He hasn't beaten anybody. Like Purdy's beaten the best teams, you know.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Does that matter, Rod?
And they beat the best teams handily, right?
And so, he was great in those games.
I get it. Yeah. I do get it. But the records are similar. Dak has more touchdown throws. I think they have the same amount
same
of
interceptions. Six.
So, they're both are slinging the football. I just think you can't say he's a better quarterback and he's the MVP because he's playing on the better offense, the better football. Because overall talent, offensively, 49ers have way more talent than the Dallas Cowboys offense. I mean, you got CD, you got him, you got the running back.
Pollard.
You got some good players there, but I mean they're stacked on the offensive side for the 49ers across the board. And so, you know, to make that comment after the 3-game losing streak, you know, when everybody was asking, was he any good? Was he a big time quarterback?
Right.
Did he be starting in the National Football League? Now, weeks later, he's leading, probably the leading candidate for the MVP voting. So I think, it comes and goes, ebbs and flows. If he doesn't finish well down the backstretch, then he won't be.
Right.
So he has to keep it up. And if they keep it up, then maybe he'll be that young guy who he might be. He'll be the first irrelevant player in the draft as the MVP. He has to be.
Well, remember, he will be, or if he wins it. But remember, Kurt Warner won it his first year as a starter. He wasn't even drafted.
Right, yeah.
But he wasn't even Mr. Irrelevant.
Right, right. He had an unbelievable year.
He wasn't even Mr. Irrelevant. Right. I mean, luckily, Trent Green got hurt.
He was bagging. Yes, he was bagging groceries or something, right?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
And let me ask you this, and I told Chris this from day one. I never believed Zach Wilson should have been the backup to Aaron Rodgers. I think the Jets, did that kid a disservice, considering what happened last year and then being pressed into service. And I never expected him to play well. But they've mishandled him too. And I'm down on the Jets organization and the way that they do stuff. And now there's talk that they want to kind of put Zach Wilson back in because the other kid, Boyle, can't play. And Rod, have they mishandled? Like, what are they doing? If the kid can't play, enough with it already. Why did you even put Boyle in and this kid can't play? What are they doing?
What they're doing, they're comparing all the other young quarterback play to him around the league. I think we're all doing that, right? Because there's a lot of young quarterbacks, and C.J. Stroud is one of those guys playing really good football, and they're young players in the league, and it happens, right? And now we're saying, shoot, well, if these other young guys can do it, he should be able to do it. But, Stroud played several years at Ohio State, and he was a solid quarterback. Zach had the 1 year in college. And, are they doing him a disservice? I think sometimes we as fans want to say, because he's a first-round pick, he should start right away. I just don't know if that's the case all the time. I don't know. You have to go under fire to learn, yes. You do have to be out there on the playing field to learn. But sometimes it can be a detriment because I don't know his mindset. I don't know if his mindset's tough enough to go in there, not play well, and then come back after being benched and be the starter and play at the top of his game. I don't know if that's the case for him, but they put him in that situation. And you got to hope that they do everything in their powers to get his mindset right if he does step back on the field as a starter.
Rob, what's your thought? Let's go to college before you go. Florida State undefeated, wins the ACC, left out of the college football playoff. What's your thought on that? You think the committee got it right or they did a disservice to FSU?
I just don't know if you – so what they're saying is that you can't win a football game with a good defense and good special teams.
Thank you.
Because that's a third. So their best quarterback's not there, but they won two games, right? They won the championship in the ACC, right? So you do that, but you're still not good enough because you don't have the quarterback. But if you had the quarterback, you'd be in. That makes no sense. I know they have some type of formula, but to have people who are doing a subjective observation of what they're seeing and who they believe should be there, I just think that's wrong. And you know, I'm hoping that they go into their bowl game against Georgia and beat Georgia, and they stay undefeated. They'll be the only team that's been undefeated that has not was not a part of it.
I'll tell you what, if they just beat Georgia, but particularly if they beat them by more than a touchdown or something, either way, it will really cause a problem in college football. I mean, we know next year they're going to the 12 teams, which is great.
Been 12 teams anyway, because what other you know, other sports says, you know what? Hey, this is a really good idea. It only has four teams
right.
in the playoffs.
Yeah,
but Rod, I'm going to stop you, though. I'm going to pump the brakes. How many bad college playoff games have we watched? I mean, we've seen a ton where there aren't even four schools worthy enough to play in those games.
Yeah, but if you think about it, we're going off past experience, and we're saying Florida State is not good enough because the other teams in the past, you know, laid an egg when they got to the postseason, when they got to the playoffs. We shouldn't do that. We can't say that this team is going to do the same thing as the other teams of the past. I mean, we got to say, hey, listen, this is a really good football team. Their defense is solid. Their special teams are solid. Yeah, they lost their quarterback, but all the other players are still there for them. And they got to go out there and prove us right that we put them in there for the right reasons.
All right, Rod, we got to run, but
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate your
time.
All right, now, fellas, I'll talk to you.
All right, buddy.
We're going to stick with college football, Rod. People are jumping into the portal like crazy. That's next. All right, couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match.
You down with ODD?
$100 today. I like that. Down with ODD. C-O-U-P-L-E.
We just did a photo shoot with Alex.
Yeah. Oh, with the shirts. Yeah. It's already on your Instagram, I know.
Not yet. I'm going to put it up there, Alex.
Those shirts are nice, Rob.
Those are nice, right? Did you see yours? You got one too, Elijah.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to college football. And Rob G, bring us up to speed. The portal is hot. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, it's wide open. Really wide open here on Monday. It opened earlier today. And I don't know if you noticed, but that's the reason why guys like Deion Sanders, who are not in the playoff, I don't even think they're bowl eligible. They're actually not.
Right.
But he was all over the media rounds today because the portal is open, and it is open season on players. And that's not unusual. Now, the last couple of years, now that's kind of been the thing. But what is unusual is because of NIL, you are now seeing bigger and bigger and bigger names from bigger and bigger programs getting involved in the portal, even though you would think they have a pretty sweet gig going on. Case in point, I mean, two guys today. Ohio State quarterback Kyle McCord.
Now, that was interesting, huh?
Who was the starter all season for Ohio State, goes 11-1, played pretty well against Michigan. They just happened to lose that
game. Well, maybe he got drummed out of Columbus after that.
Maybe, but he's entered in the transfer portal. And the biggest shocker of them all, Dylan Gabriel from Oklahoma, who was sixth in FBS in total passing yards last season. I believe they won 10 games. He's entered into the transfer portal, and the reasoning, according to multiple reports, is these guys are just sinking a bigger and bigger bag from the next school that gets to them.
So they haven't determined where they're going.
No.
So they're basically, it's almost like I'm a free agent.
I'm a free agent. Hey, I'm in there. Let's see what people have. I'm open. You got some cash? You got a spot for me?
Well, can they go back to the school? Like, if he doesn't get great offers, or let's say Ohio State paid him more, you know, he got a better deal with them, would he be able to stay there?
I don't think that's the case. I'm almost positive.
If I'm a coach and you put yourself, it would be like you're married, Chris, and you know.
Well, not.
And she says, I want to go out with on a date on Saturday. I might be back. Let me see how this works out.
But you got to understand that these dudes are saying, hey, I can get money, right? I mean, I can go here if they're willing to give me $2 million.
All right.
And you're not.
Let's ask Brian. Brian Finley, he's with the college stuff. He's UCLA. I know they don't have a major program, but still.
Oh, wow. They try. I mean, they're they're living off what they did 50 years ago, 60 years ago.
Brian, I just did that to get
UCLA,
under your skin. Brian almost fell out of his chair.
UCLA is a joke. Football program.
Oh, wow.
For the most part. I mean, they might have a year every two decades or so.
You know what? I mean.
But really, when we were growing up, you're a little older than me, but when I was growing up, I mean, they were living off name. They were kind of Notre Dame.
Right. Still living
but
off.
They haven't had the – Notre Dame's had some surges.
It's been UCLA hasn't it's had been that. So bad at UCLA, they're calling Chip Kelly Chip Tooth Kelly, you know, because it's just not working.
So, give us the deal.
So, I from what I understand, guys, is that there's obviously a time period when you can be in the portal and when you can put yourself in the portal. There are attempts from coaches to try to re-recruit the players that are in the portal.
So they say we're gonna come back and give you a new NIL.
Yeah,
right.
So
I wouldn't want anybody who put themselves in the portal.
If I was a college football player, heck, I'd go in the portal every year if it's about right. See how much more money you can get.
But what's stopping that from being the norm moving forward? Especially if you see the big name players that are deciding to get that bigger bag.
Absolutely. I don't see why you wouldn't, unless you have a multi-year deal, which some guys do, I believe. But I don't see why you wouldn't if you're you know.
Caleb Williams
had a multi-year deal,
right? Yeah, with USC. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Rob? What's the problem with that?
No, I don't know. I guess it just feels
like...
It
really is free agency.
No, it is. I guess it just feels weird that, like, if you were the starting quarterback at Ohio State, why are you in the... You're not coming back for next year?
Maybe my NIL expired, and...
And then that what?
I'm like, you're either going to... I think...
Well, why wouldn't they just come... Why wouldn't they just come back to them, Ryan Day, and be like, okay, I know your deal's expired, but we want you back as quarterback. You don't need to go in a portal.
But maybe somebody else is saying, we'll give you... Like, let's say he was getting $500,000, and he wants to say, see if I can get $1 million somewhere. Right? I mean, I don't know. More power to the players. Keep it locked. 1 hour left. iCouple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.